to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting on the stage rocking a fake Gucci two-piece is the brand new face of X. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the Morning, one and Georgia. Only son of a poet, Mzi Mbuli, a.k.a. Robot Boy. And next to him is the face of Marmite, Tsitsi Chumia.
Which one is this one?
Shame, Uzofiga. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and I am their co-host. My name is Mpopo of Smudigone. We're going to start our interview right now, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're going to get to a point where we're going to open up the floor to a Q&A. Please don't be shy. Once we open up the floor, if you have any comments, any questions, please feel free to jump in. This is an interactive show. Come in, Malume with the trench coat. Yay. This is the Nkabi you call to ask about other Nkabis. Come. All right. Are we guys ready to go? All right.
Popcorn and cheese, the X effect.
Yay. That jacket looks like it's a Spanza.
Which one is this one?
Did you see that hybrid jacket? Yeah, though? It's like a raincoat and a carpet had a love child.
It looks like it identifies as them.
That's the jacket that was lost in the herd of sheep.
And them is two different species.
Did you see those boots?
Oh, man.
Yo, that Petey. Jacket looks like it shaves.
Those boots look like he inherited them. Petey. Yo. Which one are they?
Yo, cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. Welcome to a super special episode of Popcorn and Cheese. You're probably wondering where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on top of the world. Yes, we are broadcasting live here at the Radisson Red in Rosebank in Johannesburg. And today is a little bit, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, no, it's very little bit.
It's an experience.
It's not the normal one.
It's not the normal
Tsitsi,
one.
Tsitsi, why are we here, my brother?
Yo.
Judge, oh man.
Which one is this one?
Because more no mutonga lo kwafa. This is not an event for my, not Makwapeni, but you know.
Makwapeni?
No, I don't know. What's a Makwapeni?
It's not an event. What is a Makwapeni?
I know. Tell us about the big.
I'm a married man. I don't know anything about Makwapeni. You the one that brought this topic up.
A Makwapeni is a newspaper that you read when you don't have your main book.
Hey! I won't lie, but it is right. No one here should be smelling of a Makwapa. All right, class.
Yeah. Why shouldn't we be smelling of Makwaps, dog?
Because my brother over here, as you can see, it's the Ice Chill X fragrant that everybody should have already received a sample of at the door. So, my brother, we have covered you.
Yeah.
Bro, you're not saying anything. Why are we here, dog? We're here to celebrate you, dog. Yeah. This is a big moment. What's going on? Robot, we are here in Rosebank. Lights, camera, action. There are beautiful people to see you and support you. Have you seen our audience, dog? These people don't just come out for nothing.
Jesus.
There's someone with a face beat. She has a face beat.
Yeah.
That lady has two types of hair right now.
Yeah.
To come and support you, my brother. Robot, why are we here, dog?
Tell us.
All right, cheese gang, for everybody that's going to watch this and everybody that is present, thank you guys so much for coming through. We are here because We have finally found the solve for X, and that is to partner with the boy Roboto times three.
So Robot now is the official brand ambassador.
Yes.
And not just one flavor, all the flavors.
All the flavors.
All of them. All the roll-ons, all the flavors.
You understand?
Get Robot Boy.
We've got X Black.
X Black. Yeah, yeah.
We've got Apollo.
Apollo.
We've for when you're driving the Vivo.
For the Polo, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we've got Ice Chill.
Ice Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For winter. Then do you want to guess the last one?
Excite.
My brother.
Oh,
Dark Temptation.
Dark Temptation.
When do you use that one, my brother?
My brother, when it's dark and there is... guys. Which one is that one? No.
When my TV so phones... Robert Gunne, load shedding.
Yes. Yo, gents, did you guys vote yesterday?
Hey, yes. Dog, we have got my thumbs. Hey, Abba voting.
Did you guys
see
vote?
The thumbs?
What did you do?
How was your voting Jesus. Experience? Because mine was really horrible.
Look, my voting experience was amazing because I live in the middle of nowhere. So
there was
no one there.
Me too.
So I got there, the tents were empty. It was just me and the IEC people and my wife. And then we came and my wife forgot her ID at home. So we drove back home. And then we came back. Yo, and then there was still no one there.
Your wife trusts the South Africanness. Yo, she's like, they'll know I'm South African. I'm born up here.
My face is my ID.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, I got there. I won't lie, guys. Like, it felt like I was writing an exam. I don't know how you guys felt, but I took time in the booth. I thought I was going to get there and go, ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha.
But my multiple choice. So.
Yeah, I thought, you know, like a Rocco Mama's menu.
Yeah, you voted candidates.
You said, not a T.
What are we supposed to take?
It's an X.
Like an X.
X.
See what you did there.
No, that, my sister, you deserve a beanie, voucher, hamper. No, I'm serious, my sister.
Yeah.
Bruh, so when I got in there, so here's the other thing that we take for granted, guys. We used to 2 ballots.
Yes.
This time there were 3 ballots.
Yeah.
And then when you get in there, you think you know. Until you get in there and you have 40 faces talking to you at the same time.
It's like that skit coming to life.
Yeah.
Bruh, you hear Gaten down there going, I'm a hambe. Tell her the right thing, bruh.
Bruh, how many times have you voted? You are used to 2 ballots. Yo.
No, dog. So here's
No, this man, you voted in 98.
The first one.
Thank you for freedom, Toada. Thank you.
The first one.
I voted when X was still ego. See how young you guys are. You didn't even know that. You didn't know that X was ego before.
I wonder how many people actually thought that. Do you thought that X was ego?
No. I just love to pretend.
Do you thought that your ex has an ego?
So, I won't lie, those 3 ballot papers, it felt weird for me because... When you're in there, you think you know who you're going to vote for.
Yeah.
Until you're in there, and then you realize, Khur, my voting is actually betraying someone.
Yes.
Because South Africans, let me tell you something about South Africans. South Africans are the most loyal people, right? I know people who, till today, are still Kaizer Chiefs supporters. Regardless of what's happening, right? Even with everything that's happening, a South African will never go, I'm leaving Chiefs, I'm going to jump ship. And go to Sundowns where we should be. They still stay. So when you're in there and you vote against who you usually vote for, there's a whole betrayal, dog. It's a you feel that thing happening to you, right?
Yeah.
And then when you gotta vote for your area, for your region, that's where you also gotta be careful, right? Because you gotta go, yes, this is what I want for my country, but what do I want for here?
Yeah.
For where I stay.
So you voted differently for national and your region?
Yes. Pops voted 3 different parties.
Oh, you had a combo.
Did you guys vote for one party, all 3? Yes. That's an EFF person.
Oh.
All 3.
Dog, you know...
All 3. No, Ntemba, not like I and Lungisi.
These are struggling.
I want someone who's going to make sure we don't have load shedding where I live. All 3. Okay, three. Guys, wait. Let me ask. Who voted three different people on three different ballots? Any hands?
No.
There's one.
My brother with the Vasla Hembe.
Who voted two different people?
Okay, let's make it easy. Who voted for the ANC?
Oh, so you guys are going to act like no one here voted for the ANC. So we can see the numbers, guys.
They're winning.
So they're winning. Wow.
They're winning for nothing.
So mahala.
Guys, who voted for the ANC here? South Africans, you are a bunch of liars. You are liars.
Liars.
And most of your parents are struggle heroes. We know. Your father's a struggle hero.
Your father's a struggle hero.
Which one is this one?
Your father was doing poetry to apartheid. Apartheid. Emma.
Tear gas. Rubber bullets. Didn't charter the German Shepherd. Africans.
How was your voting experience?
My voting experience. So firstly, I'm the same with everybody else. I voted for one party all the way.
ANC?
Yeah. Guys, my vote is my secret.
Okay.
Yes. But there'll be signs. Just fix the... I'm fixing the carpet, guys.
Hey.
But there was drama at my station because we were there at 6:30.
A.M.
Yeah. A.M., guys. The early bird catches the worm. Guys, Ganti, kwenzakalani?
Someone said E.M.
I've got video footage of someone complaining and saying, why are you not allowing us to vote? The time is 7:30. So there was a guy that was on standby to complain from the minute the clock said 7:10.
Yeah.
So the drama was the fact that they were looking for pens. Guys, it's not just my era.
Do you see why we have to vote different for regional? Anyway, yeah, carry on.
So my station, the guys were looking for pens.
Yeah.
Then apparently the technology wasn't working and they had to scan our IDs and the scanning thing didn't work. So the lady had to take a ruler and then like scratch out our names.
They're not going to count your votes.
Yeah.
You were scammed.
Guys, Nthulile and some of you guys went through the same thing.
I'm sure on his ballot there were parties that were not there. The ACDP. Oh, ACDP is a real thing.
It's a real party.
Shit. You see, even when I try to lie, I can't.
Oh, so you're not a good liar?
No.
Who did you vote for?
Me.
Tell us about... You voted in the farms, right?
Yeah, I voted in the farms. It was the worst experience ever. Like, I voted, I think, 3 times now. 2 nationally, 1, the regional one, and this one now. Bruh, these people, now, people were fainting in the line. Ne? First of all, we get there, it's mostly white people. Ne? So you have to get there dressed in black. You can't go there dressed in yellow or red because you're outnumbered.
So if anything,
you must dress there in a neutral color, you understand? So I went there in black. So we get there, we're waiting. I don't know why we're waiting, bro. They tell us that there's not enough ballot papers. I'm like, guys, you know how many people registered at this poll station? Why isn't there? Bro, we waited for 4 hours. I waited for 4 hours. 2 white people fainted.
They didn't wear sunblock.
What time was this?
This wasn't... Well, I went there...
Was the sun out?
Yeah, I went there. I went there about 10. I finished at around 2.
What?
Yeah.
You voted for 4 hours, dog?
For 4 hours. I even made friends.
I would have changed my mind after 4 hours.
You're like, I...
Bruh, that was
4
the,
hours,
that was
dog,
the problem. Ne?
For then, 3 X's.
Then when I got there, ne, the lady, she capulated me a ballot. Ne?
Yeah.
But my ballot had a khni part on top. So already it's a spoiled ballot. Ne? So I go back to her and I say, sorry, lady, you are killing my right to vote. So please give me another one. So she refused to give me another one. So I was that black guy around white people complaining.
Outnumbered.
Complaining that, hey, I want my ballot. Then she gave me another one and I voted. As I'm voting, I voted once and I left the booth to go ask for another one. The white lady came in there and she saw who I voted for.
Hey!
city. So you left your ballot paper to go fetch another one.
I was complaining about one ballot paper, not all of them.
So you didn't take all of them.
So no. you left the one with the ex unattended.
Yes.
What if she caught the
bro? And the ex guess it was on the EFF, bro.
Yay!
So at the next.
Guys, one person in Orania voted for the EFF. Can we give that person a round of applause, guys?
I'm sticking here, regardless.
It's the X effect.
It's the X. Yes.
Speaking of the X effect, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, aren't you doing intros?
Oh. Yeah. Which intros?
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Okay.
You want us to do intros?
No, it's Go. Fine. Me, I must do intro. Yeah. Dog, they say I'm dope with intros these days. Okay. Sitting to my left.
Which one is this one?
Your right. It's the host with the most. Kahestaila Lundi.
Bruh, imagine Lundi Arinkwa Lingkwana no. Only you knew the words.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He used to back up sing for Lundi.
That's but yeah,
sitting
strays.
To your left, my right, or your right, my left, whichever one it is, I don't give a damn. it's the host with the most, the one and only, the one that hosts all the shows. Unale smile, sameno amanch. How? You know, bro, you must hype me up.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang.
Yeah.
Welcome to the X Experience.
Yeah.
Sitting to my right, far right, ladies and gentlemen, rocking a jean to jean that looks like a carpet that was designed by Gucci. Please put your digital hands, make some noise. Give it up for the new face, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Of the most loved smell in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Please make some noise. Give it up. For the man with the size 28 waist and the size 13 shoes, the one and only Roboto the Boy.
Yeah.
Bury his poetry in motion, poetry in smell, poetry in music. And sitting in the middle, ladies and gentlemen, from Lebowa Khomu, straight to another farm in Walkerville, a man who spent 4 hours voting in the sun, watching people faint. Please put your hands together for the fourth most famous person to come out of Lebowa Khomu, Tsitsi Chumeric, the Paperi. All right. And coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat.
Right?
Because today is all about synergies with brands and brand building and brand relationships. We called in the brand expert, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yep.
He looks like a combination of
rich mahogany and uncool MC.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together.
Yes.
Make some noise.
Put your hands.
For the one and only.
Which one is this one?
Lebo Moloi.
My brother, looking like the ex Black Ken.
Is that a corduroy jacket?
Yeah, it's a corduroy. You know,
it looks like those things when you offer him.
Yeah, I do it so that habang twara, I can get a warning.
The Viagra deeps.
Otherwise, my dog. Yo.
Spirit.
He looks like a character from Boondocks.
He looks like Gangs Delicious, man.
We need hair moisturizing as the next partnership for Spew.
The brother.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to Popcorn and Cheese.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We got cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang out there who are watching right now, right? And they're like, who is this handsome chocolate man?
Mm.
So, my brother, please look into the camera.
Tell us who you are and what it is you do.
Okay, I don't know about the chocolate, but yeah, Libitoki Lebohang, short, those who know me, LV. Sfa Nikimuloi.
LV?
Yeah, LV, yeah.
Los Boros. Initials.
It's in Los Boros.
LV?
So LV? Yeah, LV, those are my initials. Muloi is the surname. Coming from the East Rand.
What's the V for?
Ish, it's a private one, that one.
Vandross.
I know, it's private, that one.
Victoria, huh?
It's private.
Which one is this one? Victor.
It's private.
No, dog.
Just
let us know who
Lebu.
You are. You're in a safe space, am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Lebu.
Who wants to know what the V in LV stands for? All right. My brother.
Lebu Vaslap
Muloi. Wildebeest.
Valentino.
Yeah. Valentino.
Valentino.
Slow down. We just want to get to know you.
No, it's actually Victor.
Okay.
Because we are winners here, right?
Oh, Victor. Yeah, okay, Victor's not Victor.
So you've been victorious most of
the time. Yeah, victorious. Yeah,
clean, clean, clean.
Yeah.
So Lebu Victor Muloi.
Yebu.
Upumava.
I'm from the East Rand, man. Foslo. Anyone from Foslo here?
Yeah.
Anybody? East Rand?
Do you have Foslo in the house?
East Rand? Nobody?
My brother, there's no one in the house. East... Maybe the comment section.
Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you,
Fresh by Caddy.
Thank you, my G. Thank you.
Okay, we've got the freshest person in East Rand in the building.
What are you trying to say, bro?
No, my brother, if we bring that guy onto camera, my brother.
Nah, he's fresh.
Fresh,
he's fresh, he's fresh.
By Caddy.
Yeah, he's fresh.
Cool.
So my brother, tell us what brings you here today, you know?
Yeah, man.
How did we get to this point where we're sitting on a rooftop, one of the most beautiful hotels in Joburg, talking about this experience?
Yo. So I think if I had to like, go back, X has been going through like this journey.
Yeah.
Right. And we've been in the background cooking something.
Right.
Yeah, we've been
new
cooking
flavors
in the kitchen, right? And we've been looking for a way to cement ourselves back out there. And, you know, there was someone who was busy dancing and getting awards for the Trace, you know, Tontons, whilst he was busy with his neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
did you bump into him after a gig and then you hugged him and you're like, my brother, we can fix this, man.
What did Jojo?
Actually, what were you using before X?
Yeah, because it wasn't working. It wasn't. These days you're smelling X? Nice. Hey, before, hey.
My brother, I've been using X.
Thank you. That's the right answer.
Even when you guys still had mask, the flavor.
You see, yeah, I know.
Musky.
Yeah. You see?
Musky.
So he knows.
What did Jojo?
Robert, mask is for people who do
my brother at the
heavy
time,
lifting.
At the time, I had dreams and ambitions to one day. But still today.
Mara dancers.
Hey, dancers.
Dancers
hey.
And coppers. Because
you use your whole body when you dance, bruh.
Yes, they forget that.
So
they hug us.
Which dancers are these?
are they hug us? I almost said versatile blenders.
Yeah, we got versatile blenders in the building.
No, I said I almost said how.
Shout out to Lives and Dogs. Basically, obviously, the Cheese Gang that is going to be watching this is going to learn a lot, right?
Yeah.
But the people that are present here were selected specifically, right? Because we've got dope faces and dope people that are doing the most in the industry and in the game.
Yeah.
And I understand that X has the X effect, but the X effect is tied to the law of attraction.
Correct.
So let's dive deep into the fact that we have this thing that's happening that's in this generation, and that's some people are calling it Riz,
yeah.
Some people are calling it the X effect, some people are calling it the law of attraction. Yeah. So let's break that down so that we can spit some jewels out here.
Mara, you see why we have this guy?
H.
You see why we have this guy?
H.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about the X effect, right? Yeah. What we call the law of attraction.
Yes.
And right, and for those who don't know, the law of attraction for us means if you smell good, you feel good.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And when you feel good, you are confident.
Yeah.
And when you're confident,
you
attract all the good things that you want in life, right?
Yeah.
All the stuff that you want, all the things you've been pursuing, right? And basically, X gets it. We get it in fun, right? And that's why we have developed this new X range that has this Zing Zap technology that helps, you know, to fight odors, right? So that you don't have to sweat the little stuff, my guy. When every day you are out there, we don't have to worry. You know what I mean? So, and we know that confidence is one of those reasons people are able to achieve, right? Look at Robot Boy. He's a multi-talented, right? Yeah. He does many things, right? And in order for you to have the audacity to be a jack of all trades, my guy, you have to have confidence,
yeah,
right? And that's why we chose it, and that's why we're here, right? I think this partnership works very well for us because, like, X is going through a new journey, and we know that with new beginnings, we understand that sometimes it can be, you know, as exciting as it's daunting, right? And in him, we have found someone who mirrors the brand's purpose, right? Yeah. And like I said before, the brand's purpose is having the confidence to attract all the right things, the right people, the right opportunities, right, in your life, right? And this boy wasn't sitting down, bro. Like, he was working, right? And that's basically what we're saying is, like, that's what we are saying is that we are here for the people who are here grinding, and the brand has your back. We're here for the culture also. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people here think they got Riz. But I know we all think we got Riz, right? But
Riz.
I'm so old. I'm not going to Riz.
It's in Riz, la. It's in Riz, la. It's in
Riz, la.
Not Riz. No. Sila.
Riz, la.
Sila. Oh, la. Oh, okay, Riz. La. Okay.
King Riz.
Riz in Fetu, it's
je ne sais quoi. It's
that thing. It's
je ne sais quoi. So-so.
There we go.
So-so.
Get that thing.
Yeah.
Ilando.
Oh, like Ushela.
My brother, it's like conflicts. Zorala. Concord, Zorala. Mil, Zorala. This is Riz, my dog. So if someone enters a room looking like this, with this type of confidence. Kirizi. What Riza?
Yeah.
What Riza? Okay. Listen to that. Listen to that.
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Sweet corn. Babang babona Riz.
Okay.
That is a Riz man.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So X, how we combine a little Riz early is the X effect.
Oh, okay.
And notice he didn't even have to say anything.
He didn't say nothing.
His presence already had answered.
Okay.
It's resonating with everyone.
Oh. Man,
what a Jojo.
I saw that one.
You saw that one.
There's no reason for him
so
to not.
You spoke about the law of attraction. I want to know, because I'm going to ask all the questions that you guys want to ask. I know. How little law of attraction is X going to make people attracted to me?
100%.
Yeah.
Hey. 100%. He said, I'm asking for you, man.
Aren't you married?
So I want to know, is it going to make the law of attraction, right? If I spray X and I look good and I smell good, will I be able to attract the people that I want to attract? Would I be able to attract the opportunities I want to attract? Is it going to give me the confidence to step into spaces that I usually wouldn't have the confidence to?
Yeah. I solely believe that, man, because I'll tell you why. Number one, smells really great.
Yes.
My personal favorite is Dark Temptation.
And Robots 2. He's wearing it tonight.
Yeah. On his face.
So, I mean, I think the first important thing is, Veto, I need to smell grand. Like,
they must feel my presence.
Right? And we need that confidence sometimes in life in order to do the small things, bro.
Yeah.
The small things, like to reach out to a point like, yo, what's up? Right? Knowing that, right, I don't have to worry about my odor.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And basically what I want to say is, look, if you have confidence in yourself, you are able to do the small things, right? And the small things add up. It's like laying a brick. Start brick by brick, but eventually it's going to end up being a wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So every time you have those little things that boost your confidence, and like, for example, Fandak, I'm wearing Dark Temptation because I feel like sweet nyana, right? I'm sweet nyana.
You feel?
Right?
And then, okay, chuplama sweet nyana,
correction.
Yeah, and then sometimes, you know, you wanna feel like, you know, you subtle, you take ice chill, obekrene. It also helps you with your emotive feelings sometimes, and people don't know that. Sometimes the smell does translate to how you feel and your emotions.
I like that you mentioned that, right? About the smell and the emotive feelings. Because again, I'm gonna reveal my age again. Who remembers before social media when you used to actually have to write a letter to someone? Do you remember the process of writing a letter?
It was only one guy.
You'd put time, mood, song, and then to cement the letter so that the person knew that it was from you, I would rizz it with some X. Yes, I would spray
the whole letter.
Who else used to spray their love letters? Thank you. Yeah.
You would kiss them.
Yeah, so girls would kiss them and leave the lipstick. Yeah. But obviously, Antoine, you can't borrow mom's lipstick. Thinking about you. No, dog.
Wish you were here.
So that was a trick an older gent had showed me. If you just spray a bit of your ex on the love letter, that person will now familiarize that smell with you.
That scent.
Yeah, that scent, yeah.
And I think that's also, it falls part of the confidence that he's talking about. Have you ever been in a room where you know this is someone's smell even though they're not in the room?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've experienced that.
I have.
And I think that's the thing that he's also speaking about when he talks about that level of confidence. Because if I don't have confidence to approach you, let alone what I'm going to say to you, I'm already taking a step back.
Yeah.
And this is whether you want to put it on a mjolo way or on pitching an idea or on actually approaching someone to do work with. And I think that's what we also speak into in terms of having the confidence to even have the guts to knock on so many doors and be able to be so multi-talented. Is that you're so not comfortable with just being a dancer, but let me knock on the music door, let me knock on the acting door, let me knock on the voiceover door, let me knock on the influencing door, and then that's the whole round.
Have you ever been around somebody who's too confident for how they smell? Like, you're too confident. You're like this Lukofa saying how humility, Mara, your character is not the one. But
that's who this is for.
Yeah.
So we can match their confidence.
But that's my thing. It's like, okay, so let's say already can Kalukofa, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a dark skin temptation. I mean,
a dark skin temptation.
Dark temptation.
Guys, now we know when Titi has a partnership, that's the first flavor he's coming up with. Dark Skin Temptation by Titi Tumeric.
So what you're asking is, on top of the quap, if you say dark skin.
If I say dark skin, will it kill the quap first before it
or does it join the quap?
Or does it join it?
And then becomes
it smells
a
like a warm
temptation.
Shower.
Okay, let me say this, right, to everyone before I answer him, right? So I want to say this out loud. Riz alone is not going to get you. It's going to get you like only like
halfway.
So far, right? So
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I carry. If you don't have the confidence, what are you going to say to the lady once you've arrived there?
My brother, now I've got many words. I'm a petty man. Petty men don't lose when it comes to race. I'm good with the ladies.
Yeah.
But the smell thing, I was never big on smells until I found X. Like when I was a kid, I was never big on smell. And we'd always run outside, you know. I never knew that my copper smelled. But from age, maybe age 8, I had a problem with my copper. Yeah. It was hot.
It was hot in Lebowakgom. We only started having crop things as teenagers.
Imagine, brother, the sun has been up since 10 o'clock in the morning. You're going to smell.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Is this at Lebowakgom?
Yeah, bro. I used to smell. Like, I won't lie. As a kid, I was bad with the armpits. And then I found X. My favorite was Excite. I don't know if you know that one, Excite. Then I found it and... It really did push my confidence to a level that I never knew. Suddenly, I was getting yellow bones.
I was
sharper. Sharper.
And I've never went back ever since. Ki blow my lady yellow bone. Fella.
Which one is this one? Is that how your flavor will be called? Duck skin?
Temptation.
Fanaka.
Yes. So here's what I want to know, right? Because everyone that's here today are... When I look around the place, I see a lot of influential people. I see a lot of people who are brands themselves, who work with a lot of brands. And this is what I want to know, right? What does this partnership look like, right? Because I think we've had an idea of what a brand partnership looks like. So what does this brand partnership look like?
Yeah.
Is Robot Boy just the face of X and we carry on with life? What are some of the things that you guys are actually going to do to integrate Robot Boy and X? Like, What can we expect from this partnership? Is there music? Is there going to be an X dance? Are we like, is there X Flavortron coming?
Say no more, my brother.
I'm kidding.
I can't reveal too much.
Okay.
I can't reveal too much. But what I want you to know is that we are very intentional about this partnership with Robot Boy. And this is not going to be the last time you see him or carrying or talking about X, basically. We are here for a long time and not for a short time.
We're here for
a long time. And the boy is on the up and up, and the brand is also on the up and up.
So
we want to stay with people who are growing. And there's so many cool things that we have lined up.
Yeah.
I can't talk about them right now.
Yeah.
But it is so great to have everyone here to know that actually X is here, my man. We're not dead. We are alive. And
who,
we're doing
who was
things.
The last brand ambassador?
Middle Tove.
Actually, this is going to be a brand marketing answer for you, but everyone was a brand ambassador for X, bro.
Right.
Everyone was a brand ambassador for X, man.
You know why I asked this? Because with Robot encompasses such a lot of people. Like, we travel with Robot a lot, and from grannies to kids to every single person. And obviously that also the market yalena. So I just want to know Lena plan, like, how do you plan to encompass, because he has so many talents, how do you plan to working, like,
that's what I
incorporate.
Look, I'll tell you one thing, right?
He doesn't want to give too much away, because I think they've got a lot of dope things that are planned and they want to roll it out.
I'll also just say, like, we're not asking him to change. This man has plans, and we are wanting to be part of the plans.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not asking this guy to be different. I'm not asking him to stop being what he does, or a drummer, or a producer, or a host here. He still needs to be those people. That's why he's with us, ultimately.
And then from a friendship point of view, what must I do if maybe I hug Robot Boy one day and he's not smelling like X?
Call me.
Nyakfunel.
Call me.
Nyakfunel.
Call me.
And when I hug a robot, Zip Root.
Call me.
Pops. And yo,
he's went back to his old ways.
Can I just add to that, man? I think another thing that I appreciate about X is that, as you can hear, he's not speaking about anything short term, right? A lot of people want to preach. They want to say things like, people aren't faithful to certain brands, but you can't be faithful to a brand that's giving you something for 2 weeks. Because you are growing, you are building, and things are happening.
Yeah.
So longevity shows the seriousness of a brand and how much they're investing in you as a person. In you, in... Yeah, shout out. Round of applause for that.
What a Georgia.
So...
Yeah, some brands want to date you. Others wife you.
Yeah, I understand.
So ex-wifed you.
No, my brother.
I hope that can... I'm joking. Bro.
So, look, just to close that... And the thing is, I think with everything I've done, there's a certain level of influence, there's a certain level of entertainment. But then there's also another certain level of door opening, so that everybody else that's present in here can also get into a room and say, here's an example of what happened with X and Robot Boy. How can we become these type of people? How can we also become taken seriously? Why is it that everybody else can get that, but we can't get this? And that's the doors that we're breaking, and that's the boundaries that we're breaking for everybody else that's coming up after us to become a successful brand.
Yeah. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So X has told us why they chose you. Where now? Why did you choose X?
So I've been with X since
Rent.
I was a.
I'm joking. Yes.
Yo. So okay. Speaking of brands, right? A lot of other brands do come to us, and we reject them because it's never about the bag. It's about alignment.
Yeah.
So, for example, we've had the alcohol conversation before, right?
Yes, because
as a person, I don't consume, so I don't think making moves with alcohol products makes sense in terms of that reach, instead of working with a brand that maybe has a purpose in terms of what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
So X is something that, like, literally, one of my boys said, yo, I remember using your X shower gel when you saw the post on WhatsApp. Yeah. And my sister's like, wow, you actually have this at home instead at my place. And so it's relevant to me because it is who I am. It is what I do.
I don't have to, when the lights go off, whip out something else and spray something else. X is my life. Robot Boy is X.
Danko.
What a Georgia.
Danko.
Ah, I love it when synergy works.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Or
can I also take one home?
Of course.
No, right, you're gonna get a goodie bag.
I'm running out at home.
Yeah. In fact, not just you, Titi, but TRH is getting a goodie bag. You guys are getting a goodie bag. Everybody's getting a goodie bag.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience says, hey, this one needs next to me.
Titi.
You don't. Sorry.
But shout out for that question, bro.
Yeah, and would you be open to mixing a new smell with Robot? Like, because that's the one thing I quite enjoy when brands actually work with the people that represent them to create something new. You know, I'm a big fan of the partnership Robot has with his energy drink brand, where they mix something together and it actually it's the best flavor in that range, right?
Definitely.
So would you be open to like mixing a smell, like a unique Robot smell, you know, like
proudly South African.
Proudly South African, you know.
As long as it doesn't smell like Pimville. Yeah, I think we can.
No, like we'll do like Pimville. What flavors would you...
Do you have Soweto in the house?
Which one is this one?
What smell would you want, Robot? Like, what... If X was like, Robot, create a smell, what smell, like, what... Would it be like Mukhodu?
Maybe like a Chakalaka Red.
What kind of smell, like what kind of tones would you want Robot Boy to smell like, so that when a South African puts on X Roboto?
Yo, that's a dope question, but I think it's hard because obviously everything aligns with brand and everything is calculated, right? I don't know if you've ever seen something that just looks futuristic and looks like way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
If that had a scent, I try to create something like that, where if you go, you're like,
this smells like tomorrow. This man wants a future scent.
Yeah, like, I can't.
You want the developing smell.
Yeah.
Or something that smells like this at 8:30, Marungo 12.
Yay! It changes flavors.
Yo, that's a dope idea. That's a joke. Yo, the bosses are here. Guys, can we get Pops the next campaign?
Yeah, even me. They must give me a roll-on.
And
what are you going to call your roll-on, Tsitsi?
Wulaya Dingho.
Kill the nostrils.
No, Wulaya Mungho.
Oh, kill the smell.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, that's a political roll-on. I like that.
Pantsing
a copper, pantsing.
Pantsing, yeah.
Yeah, no, we need it.
Nah, bruh, like where I come from, like not where I come from, but in my life, there's been a lot of like people who are not hygienic in that way.
Yeah.
Like even I'm not saying, and it's not a bad thing because they didn't know all these things, like X and all this stuff. So like a lot of us grew up with these people. I don't know why everyone's going, oh wow, like your great grandfather used roll on during apartheid. Come on. Can't run away from Tiegas with roll on, no way. You understand?
Yeah.
The truth is, like, I grew up around people that didn't use these things. So, like, it's new for me. Like, cologne and you know, deodorant, all these things have been in my newer life, you know? So I know that if I were to do something like that, I would kill the copper first. I'm done.
I feel like you've got quap trauma.
Talk like...
Yeah, bro. Have you ever been in a taxi with somebody who hasn't used roll-on?
Yeah, like...
Yes, and
yeah.
No one
after
in the
work.
And no one in the taxi tells you.
Yes.
They just leave that seat open for you. So when you come in, they're like, last.
Yes.
Then you sit, and then you go...
And you know what's traumatizing?
And then when you look around, everyone's like...
And what's traumatizing is you are next to the window. You try to open it, someone closes it.
Yes.
Sorry, sister. Now you are sitting there with a quapper the whole way. And the guy is sleeping on you.
Bad.
Have there been instances where X saved you?
I think it was a dance battle.
Yeah.
And you know when you win, people do that thing where they run to you and they, yay. So won the dance battle, and I could see the people, and then I had to quickly just, yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, because that's, you know, guys, you laugh, but that's actually something as entertainers we worry about, right? Because you spend X amount of time on stage, right? And by the time you come off, everyone's so eager to come in.
Take pictures.
Take big pictures, embrace you, congratulate you. But the whole time you've been, you understand? So the quaps are quapping, you know what I mean?
Quapping, bro. The quaps
so,
are quapping.
So I think that's what we do, Beef. Like, generally when we get off stage, we'll go wipe down.
Freshen up.
Freshen up and then go and receive people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Nah, yeah. Access saved me a lot of times. And now we are in 2024 saving other people.
Danko.
You understand?
Yep.
Yeah. I How think long we're good does it for... take for you to expire?
How long?
How long does it take?
How long does it take for you to expire, general? Because you know some people, the roll-on says 48 hours. I want. But their lukwapa is so strong.
You must take a bath, Baba. Don't listen to 48 hours.
So, Tsitsi, when how about 48 hours for 2 days?
Yeah? I think
you use the same roll-on for 2 days.
Even for 48 hours, I'll be fine.
But does it say hur uska tlapa on that roll-on?
It says 48 hours. If kya tlapa, I'm wasting 24 hours. This thing has got me for 48
so,
hours.
So, Tits, are you saying sometimes you must say roll-on, then you must say spray over?
No, you must say roll-on and then go for 2 days. And then you say roll-on again.
Which one is this one?
Which one is that?
What's the longest you can go, my brother?
12 hours.
I can go 2 days without smelling.
Since you don't bath every day.
No.
Not now we know who you voted for.
Who baths? You bath every day?
Yes.
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 Bro, I live in the farms, but I don't bath every
day. Yes, because the people you live with bath, don't. Bro. But we do.
For the farms.
Guys, show of hands if you don't bath every day.
Don't be afraid.
Everybody here baths. Every day.
So they say.
Dog, when we speak about confidence and riz, are you confident enough to go and shell someone and you know you only bathed two days ago?
It depends how they look.
Which one is this one?
Yo. I was not ready for this one.
Oh, what's it?
Nah.
Titi, we encourage good hygiene here. But we encourage good hygiene.
And to get the mileage, to make sure the X works, it must meet a clean body. So before you apply your, what did you call it? Dark skin temptation.
Yes.
Have a bath, my brother. Shawara.
Okay.
It has a Vaseline. Because you know what's the nice thing about Vaseline? Mm-hmm. It absorbs the scent.
Oh, okay.
So, or X, or Vaseline, so that it locks in to the skin. Wang Tol. You are 48 hours at Wangkayona.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up the floor to everyone that's here.
We've got a roaming mic.
The mic is going to come to you at any point. If you have a comment or question, please put your hand up. Our brother, who looks like a microphone, will be walking around. Spirit, are you going to...
Oh, so they must come to the mic? Okay, guys, the mic is no longer roaming. You must come closer.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, guys. Don't be shy. We can't see you, so you can ask anything you want. All right, Vaslap man.
That is for Robo Boy. I just wanted to know what ground you as a person. Because you know you get your confidence from X.
Yeah.
What keeps you?
Oh, that is a beautiful question. Beautiful question from a beautiful man.
Shout out.
My brother. Jojo. What grounds you? What makes you?
Yo, what grounds me as a person is my confidence in Christ. Everything I have is God-given.
Oh, hallelujah.
Shout out to
Jesus.
Shout out. Shout out. Everything I achieve is through the God-given talents, and every God-given talent should be on a God level.
Danko.
Shout out, my brother.
All right. We've got another question from the lady with the Messi Pagela hairstyle. Yes, Os Messi.
All black.
This is the second time now.
Looking
Ayashi, black.
Dark black, X black, chocolate.
Robot boy, so I think we all found out like much later that you actually had a dad who was in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And I've always been curious, why did you decide that and how did you decide that actually I want to do my own thing? I don't want to be...
Right
off that mileage of my dad. I would love to hear the story behind that.
So,
poetry.
The one thing you don't really choose is which family you're born into. So that was just basically it. I didn't choose that. So because I didn't choose it, I then chose to then create my own thing and start my own path without having to run under that shadow. So to me, Baba, and then to the public, he's a certain figure. But I just felt it necessary because, like, again, we're speaking about confidence. I wanted to have something that I've built and I have the confidence in myself over than everything else that someone else has already built.
Does your dad ever come to you and say, Mfanawam, I'm a piano, I'm a poem. Sibone something.
Yo, interestingly enough, a lot of house DJs used to mix some songs with these vocals.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you going to make some songs with your dad's poems?
Maybe. I mean, Lef was here. If he cooks up a beat, I might put my dad's vocals on it. And then Mr. Mbuli.
Would you make a song with your dad?
I wouldn't. Maybe I'd curate it. Because if I make it, it's like, you know what I'm saying? So now that I said this, when it comes out, just know I produced it.
Yeah. Dog, have you met Robert's dad? He's funny, bruh. He's super funny and he's playful. Like, he's not like his poems.
Which one is this one? Yo, but Tiki is right. Like, the poems are very serious and deep.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes.
Did he discipline you guys in poetry? Do we have another comment or question from the floor? My brother with the Spanza jacket, come through, Spanza, man.
Oh,
is this inside out or this is how it is?
The clapper.
All right.
Sanbunan kaya.
Shongubo.
If you guys know who this guy is, he's always raising people on his TikTok, actually. His name is PD Jokes.
Always cooking.
Shout out.
I can expect... So I have a question. Congratulations, by the way.
Shout out.
I'm an experimentalist. Is that English?
Yes.
I'm an experimentalist. So do you advise with all the flavors that we have that we amalgamate the flavors. Tatele, chocolate, utisha. Tatele, utisha. Is that part of the experience?
Bro.
Do you advise? Yes.
I don't give me a yes or no thingy, but what I'll say is, it's up to you, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, if you're that creative to go dark, X, polo, chill, that's on you, bro.
Nah.
I mean, if you feel like you need that much riz and confidence,
I hear what you're saying. Like, so he's basically saying, can he make a cocktail?
Cocktail
or should he? Yeah. Should he say dark skin one side
and then you copa like a rightly Apollo?
Do it, my guy. Do it. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Yeah, we encourage creativity.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm asking for him because the copa situation.
And also, what do you guys have for the ladies?
Yo,
the people who wear.
Can I tell you an interesting stat, my guy?
Yeah. Right?
Can I tell you an interesting stat? Many women actually buy X.
Yes.
For their niggas.
Oh.
Right? And which means that some of them like the smell, and some of them come to us and say, like, they actually use it for themselves, bro.
Yes. Yeah. Right? You know what? You know, that's true, because a lot of lady, like, roll-ons and stuff, like, they're not strong enough.
Yes, that's why my wife... Ish. You know, I never mind.
Yes. Which one is this one?
Yeah.
You're like, my roll-on is finished. Matthew, you must edit this part out.
That's
but my roll-on's finished
out,
way faster.
They work a double job.
Yo, do we have any other questions on the floor?
We have a question from my brother wearing the life jacket. Yes, my brother.
How's it, guys?
How's it, brother? What's your name?
Life jacket Simong.
How's it, guys? So, my name is Damien Ngema. So, what scent would you guys wear? And this is for all the panelists, by the way. What scent would you guys wear to riz the employer during an interview?
An employer?
Riz an employer?
The employer. Simple.
What a job,
like at a job interview?
Yes, for a job interview.
Oh, an employer for the job interview?
You must walk in that room.
Go for
you
it.
Must
riz the employer. My brother, black, dog.
Yeah, I'd also go black.
Black.
I'd also go black. Yeah.
You guys want to seduce?
No, ex-black.
Not Jews, but ex-black.
Ex-black.
Oh, not the
so,
dark skin temptation.
No, not dark temptation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So black, yeah.
Hardcore black, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So for a job interview, you must rock a black.
Rock a black, in fact.
Okay.
Rock a black.
What would you rock?
How would you rock?
Yeah?
It's giving serious, that one. It's like, hey, me, let's hire this guy.
Excite.
Excite.
And I have one more can.
Did you
buy it?
When everyone was panic buying during lockdown.
Try on my brother.
Did you buy a case? Yeah, excite.
We buy liver.
No, this one is
what
Apollo.
Would rock.
Apollo.
Yeah. I would rock Apollo.
Yeah, for a job interview, this one smells nice.
That's a dope question. Thank you, Life Jacket Guy. Yeah. There was a guy with a white jacket in the back there.
Yeah, hey, we can't see actually, but my brother.
Yeah, the lights up right. How do you do this?
How's it, gents?
Hey, how are you, brother?
How's it, brother?
Hey, this guy looks like Neo.
Who's that?
The silhouette.
Please, missing
so independent. Sick of love songs. So tired of it.
I'm gonna go home at the
so done with wishing. He was still here. Said, I'm so.
Are you all joining in on this?
Why can't I turn on the radio?
Arianeo!
Let's go, Neo.
Thanks, everyone. I'm going to burn every single bucket hat I own. No, but this is for, I think, all of you. You've done a lot over your lives, but how do you get over that imposter syndrome? Because there's always that thought that, oh my God, someone did it better. Even though you're extremely capable, you know you're capable, people back you, but I think sometimes the one person you need to back you is yourself. So how do you get to that stage?
You said...
That's a brilliant question.
Like imposter syndrome? Then you made an example about someone else always doing better.
Not necessarily here, but you think it's all in your head.
Imposter syndrome.
I think here's the thing, bro. Over everything... For example, I'll use myself as an example. There'll always be someone with better sneakers, someone who's taller, someone who's funnier, a better dancer, a better
Stop
MC.
Stop talking about me.
What, Georgia?
Pops, when I said someone taller, you should have lost the Georgia. Every single thing that you do, there'll always be a better of, but there'll never be another you. Do you understand? So a lot of what we do already exist. It will still exist even once we're gone, but there'll never be you. There's only one robot. There's only one seat. There's only one Pops. Yes, there are many comedians. Yes, there are many entertainers. Yes, there are many hosts and MCs, but what you do can be multiplied, but not who you are.
That fear of I'm not worthy, that imposter syndrome that we talk about, that's the enemy at play, right? So what the enemy wants you to think is that you're not worthy. You're not capable, you know? It's that thing. And there's a beautiful scene of that whole thing in The Lion King where...
Timon and Pumbaa, I mean.
No, right? So the devil always promises you things that you already have, right? And when you ever feel that feeling of fear or doubting yourself or whatnot, that's evil spirits at play. You know, so if you accept God's grace and you understand that these things are meant for you, you'll stop living in that fear, Yahore. You know, because a lot of people get to a certain point in their life where they're like, how did I get here? I don't deserve to be here. And then they wait for the day that something goes bad.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you gotta understand that you are worthy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You are God's child. You deserve everything you get and more, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get him, bro. Feeling worthy to overplace is not easy. It's not easy to, because it's always easy to see your flaws against other people's rights. Like some people speak better English, when you're like, my English is not the one. Or they speak, or they smell better, you're like, my smell is not the one. Or they riz better, you're like, my riz is not the one.
Yeah.
So it's always like you're wrong. What? Uringe?
Or every day.
Whatever it is, because there's always someone that can. Like, I suffer from imposter syndrome a lot, because, you know, I hang out with, like, you guys who are superstars, you know. And then whenever I walk with you guys, they always take pictures with me to say, let's also take pictures with you. And I can feel they don't want to take pictures. I'm like, shit. You know? So I get what he's saying. Like it does take a lot for you to kind of get over it and realize your blessing within the little bit of space of.
It's not a little, dog.
Yeah.
It's not a little, right? We like doing that. We like quantifying things. We like making things. Oh, this is a little. This is not, bro. You compared to any other person, you are living your dream, bro.
Yeah.
You get to do the thing that makes you happy.
That you love.
You know, you have found your purpose in life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't look at, and that's the problem. That's what we all do, is we all look next door. Oh, that guy's got this. I don't have this. Look, focus on you, bro. Don't worry about anyone else. You're on your own journey. Your things will come. X will come to you next year. Skawar. Next year. You'll have your own flavor. Yeah, turmeric.
No.
But it's understanding that as you are, bro, you are great, right?
God's timing.
Don't compare. Don't worry about the next thing. God's got you, my boy.
Aware. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying I understand where he's coming from. Because especially in spaces like these.
Guys, you know what? We actually, all of us missed the whole point. The guy who asked us about imposter syndrome looks like Neo.
Which one is this one?
We get it. Only now we see it. Sorry, my brother.
Okay. I'm fine. You're wrong.
Guys, we have to end.
Okay, so we'll take one more question. One last question. Yes, my sister with the blonde dreadlocks.
Looking like you're from the premiere of Barbie, the movie, with your pink.
Okay, thank you. All right. I was Steve Harvey. You guys are so smart. First and foremost, secondly, congratulations, Robot Boy. Very proud of you.
I love those incredible pants.
Thank you. Ingo Simpo. It's not about you, though. Robot Boy. Stanwa, I want to quickly ask you, because I feel like when we talk about, you know, achieving your dreams, I feel like you're somebody who does it all the time, right? So I've got like a double whammy for you. Also, because I want to kind of like understand as well in terms of this really great partnership. Firstly, what does this mean to little Robot Boy? So we heard what it means to Mzi right now, but what does it mean to the younger version of you that only ever dreamt of even dancing on the stages that you dance on, or making the music that you make, or doing the things that you're doing? And the second one is, in terms of the partnership, who came to who here? Because I know that you guys are hustlers, you and your team, Robot Boy.
Oi, oi, oi! Which one is this one? Hey, hey.
I feel like the question was planned now at this point.
But who came to who? That's my double whammy. And congratulations again. Very proud of you.
Shout out. Thank you.
Beautiful question from a beautiful lady. Siyabonga.
So,
Sisi, we're brugging on my wings. Yes.
Got a pillow cover.
Yo, so I think to answer the first question, what this means to Little Robot Boy, firstly, I've never been little. I've been this height since grade 7. I'm kidding. So I think it taught me to never stop dreaming, because I had an X commercial that you can ask my boys Denzel and Lebu from Lyrical Sneakers. I had an X commercial in grade 9 that I thought of.
Let's hear it.
No, you'll see it.
So
for me to sit here right now as the X-Men and the brand ambassador for X, it's quite like surreal, because of the fact that, yo, when I had that idea, it was during the dancing era and the masters era, you know what I mean? And it's like, I didn't just think about it, but I had it in my mind for that long and I kept it, and which is also forming part of the law of attraction. So to the little robot boy, it taught me to never stop dreaming. And to the second question.
Who found who?
Oh, who found who?
Yes. Did you approach the brand? Did the brand approach you?
Lebu.
Did you come with the master plan?
Don't pass it to me. This is your time to shine.
Yo, so I also want to like honor the people that always work behind the scenes, because I think they never get to shine that much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So behind every brand, there's always someone who's cooking behind.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that know, behind Umpo, there's Umpo. Not him, the other guy who's named Umpo, which is his manager, by the way.
That's how I do a lot.
What a Georgia.
There's two of me.
So
Umpo.
Behind me, there's a guy called Kelvin.
And behind the brand alignment, there's a guy called Usitle. So Kelvin and Usitle were the guys that made this thing happen, and God sealed it.
Amen.
Shout out to those two.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Amen. So, look, we usually reserve the end of the show for, like, plugging, you know?
Yeah.
Talking about the future, our future endeavors, what's going to be happening, this, and the third. Tsitsi Chumeric, the barbaric, my brother, what are your plans? Are you growing new crop? What's happening?
Yeah. I'm actually growing spinach.
Okay, Popeye.
For real, Popeye.
If you want to grow stronger, get some spinach. But 28 June, I'm doing the Lyric Theatre. Dream come true for myself. So do get your tickets at Web Tickets. Lyric Theatre is going to be the most amazing one. And every Sunday, it's Bioscope Sunday, every single Sunday. And let's sell out that Lyric, guys. The ticket sales have been amazing. So thank you for the response. Get your tickets. And obviously, they're priced at different prices. So if you know yourself, sit where you can afford, you know.
Robito the boy, before we throw it to you, my dog, I just want to say, first and foremost, I think everyone that's here, because when I look around, I see friends, I see people that are within our circle, I see people who are in your circle, the people that you work with, the people that you make content with, right? And I think it goes without saying that each and every one of us are so proud of you, right?
Yeah.
We're so proud of you. But more than that, we're happy for you because you're working with a brand you've always wanted to work with.
Yeah.
So we love it when a good story comes together.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful question from the lady with the wing pants. Because I think what's come from that, right, is the fact that you're gonna be able to take a concept, something that you've dreamt about. The fact that you've had this ad in your mind from grade nine, dog. Yeah. 20 years later.
Yeah.
You are able to live out the stream, bro.
Yeah.
So it speaks volumes to who you are. It speaks volumes to how consistent you are. You've been edging away at your craft all these years. And today, we're all sitting here
because
to celebrate
of you.
Yeah. And this miraculous, not even... What's a big word? Colossal achievement. Congratulations.
Audacious.
Yeah. Congenjuan. Someone didn't finish my trick. Yeah. What a congratulate experience. Congratulate, my brother. Aye. Momentous. This momentous occasion, my brother.
Yeah. Shout out.
Congratulations, bro.
Yo, man. We're proud of you and we're so happy for you, dog.
Bro.
So,
yeah, bro.
Yo, man. Like.
Yeah, bro.
Thank you, bro. What a job, bro.
We can't wait to see the X-Cans on the bus. Anyway, my brother, talk to us. What are you plugging right now?
Yo, right now... Four people can stand a chance to go to Dubai with me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Robota.
Which one is this one?
Robota, hi.
Come on.
How do they, Habibi, tell us, how do they get themselves to Dubai?
Yo, so we're running a competition, right?
All right. And what are the things they have to do to compete in this competition?
All you have to do is buy any 2X can products from ShopRite. Make sure that you swipe, keep the receipt, operate something, and that automatically gets you into the competition, right?
Robot. So what you're saying is I can go to ShopRite.
Come on.
Get ready the XJ2.
Or
get spray.
Or
get swipe.
Yeah.
Get scan a barcode and operate.
Well, I understand.
Carry on, my brother.
And then, my brother, that already enters you into the comp. So you, if you win, you get a plus one. That's why I said four, because it's two people. Understand.
Okay.
So you can't come alone. You need a plus one.
Yeah. So talk to us about Dubai. So there's a trip to Dubai that two people can win and essentially bring their partners.
Yep.
What are we doing when we get to Dubai?
First thing, courtside seats.
Dala.
You understand? NBA.
Dubai and NBA, I'm on.
My brother.
Mohammed passes the ball to Rajesh.
Which one is this?
Mustafa dunks it!
And Mohammed intercepts Mohammed.
NBHA. Halal.
I'm hearing someone saying they have a question. When we gave you the chance to ask a question, you did not want. Wakali NBA, manje. Okay, booze.
Two. So two people can win, which basically means four people, because each person that wins can bring someone. Any shop right. Even the one in Lebowakgo.
It can be a
750
can,
mil.
Be a roll on.
In good. Yeah. Has to be in good X. Lewis Presso. The ones you bulk by, Mark. Yes, my dog. So, courtside seats in Dubai NBA.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a great experience. Or is there more?
There's more, my brother.
Okay, tell
There's
us
always more, my brother.
Okay.
The dunes. Oh, desert vibes.
The quad bikes.
You understand?
With the Habibi.
Come on, come to Dubai, Habibi.
Okay.
Yeah? In a camel.
Yeah?
Camela.
On the camel, my brother.
Okay.
So we've got quad biking on the dunes. We've got camel drift.
Mm-hmm.
We've got courtside seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
There's more. Lebo, Ferrari,
yeah? Yeah, we've got the Ferrari World Experience. Yeah, bro. Yeah,
like they give you a Ferrari.
Experience.
My brother.
It's an experience.
Well,
we're not giving it.
Titi Marking, Titi. Una kala bakau fa Ferrari uli go Dubai. Oh, driver, oh, buya joan kaya na Titi.
Eh? Kiki tla rumela ka FedEx.
I'm worried. I didn't know you can FedEx a Ferrari, but
so we've got the Ferrari experience.
Yeah, Ferrari experience. So you had the dune and obviously the courtside, and I think. Like, man, I wish I would come because I feel like we're giving an experience that money can't buy. We want our shoppers and our fans to be able to go with us with this journey with our boy for Dubai, where it's happening. And yeah, like I said, it's a weekend experience. So it's going to be a nice time. Trabam Nati. We'll be kwakwailing there. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
At the highest level.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes?
Yeah.
The design?
The what?
The design. Shirt design.
Oh, yes. We're also running a competition on digital.
Yeah.
So those who can design the best T-shirt based on the four
fragrances
we mentioned earlier on stand a chance to also basically win. And one of them and their partner can go to Dubai as well. So ultimately...
So on top,
he's taking six people with.
Six people, yeah.
Times three and then the plus ones.
But six.
Yeah. All right, so Cheese Gang, you heard. This is... ultimately, what can get you to Dubai on a beautiful X experience with Robot Boy?
Mm-hmm.
You can enter by either buying X at ShopRite.
Yep.
Any two cans, Uspray, enter that way. Or you can design a T-shirt.
A T-shirt, yeah. So design
incorporating
a T-shirt.
All four flavors.
Yeah. Between,
submitted.
Sorry, between Black, between Apollo, between Ice Chill and Dark Temptation.
Yeah.
Submitted and then tag and post. On social media, tag your boy at robotboy, robot_boi, and x.sa.
Danko.
All right, so Cheese Gang, you know what to do. Anything else you'd like to plug, my dog?
Yeah, competition ends on the 31st of July.
31st of July, last entry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it from the robot and the boy himself. 31 July competition, ya fela. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have much to plug. Very proud of you, dog, and I'm thankful for this beautiful experience. Thank you for taking a chance on my boy, and we look forward to seeing what the future holds. Right?
Yeah.
That's why I got excited and I ask: is there song coming? Is there dances? I think that's what we're all thinking. We're like, what? There's a lot that you can cook up here. You know what I mean? There's a lot.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch the space.
Yeah.
Talking about watching spaces, on the 8th of June, there'll be a space that you would get to watch at Emperor's Palace. Mpopop's birthday comedy special. Tickets are available at CompuTicket. We don't discriminate. Ungahlala noma kuphi, as long as you pay the price of where you sit. Thank you, Sisi. All right, 8th of June, all roads lead to Emperor's Palace right next to the airport where the planes land in the East Rand. You know what it is, Ntwana. Uber Yaku's going to be 39 rand just to come because you are close by. All right. All right, my brother. Lebza, many have slept on you. As a light-skinned brother who wears corduroy from the East Rand, many have slept on you. But Tina, like a popcorn and cheese, we want to say we've never slept on you, my brother. As a token of our appreciation for partnering with our boy, since we are people from the South. We are people from the South. So we want to say, here's a pillow.
so that when they sleep on you, you must remember, Jorge, no, it doesn't matter because, Mina, I sleep on myself. And it matches your corduroy.
The corduroy jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Shout out, Lebo. Appreciate thank you,
it,
man. Appreciate
the
it.
The way you're holding it, Tukar, you are hiding something, but it's fine. All right. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. The man who has brand building in his mind and who's got partnership in his heart, the one and only Lebo Kgang Victor of Victorious Moloi. from me, the corn that pops.
And the cheese that's great.
We are this Robo Pops. And just like this brand partnership between X and Robot Boy, we are
out.
As well, stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, now my LOL.
We join us this one.
Blessed as hell.
Get it?
See, I die a story. Listen, I'm a guest, I'm nice and more. You want my bundles, not of choice. It's some pop pops and robot boys.
Popcorn and cheese. 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 Come on.
Which one is this one?